Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And before I get started with my thoughts that are pounding in my head and bumping into each other, I just want to say thank you, Audio Boo, and congratulations. I don't know. Mostly thank you for listening to your users and implementing that whole commenting within the app and increasing our time limits and well done. Bravo. Yes. Thanks. Okay. Sorry. I have my mind is heavy. I had done an audio boo, I think last week, that I had put in a job application for another driving position, and I had mentioned I was pretty sure I got it, just for the simple fact that you just know when you know. And I got a call back yesterday. I got an interview today in about an hour, and basically the job that I wanted full-time has been filled. However, there is a part-time position, and my whole thing is right now I work, they consider it full-time, but it's part-time. I work maybe, I don't know, 20 hours a week. Technically, I sub in the afternoon, which I've been working every day. But I have a regular route in the morning, and it's a long one. I think I'm the second one to leave in the morning. But I have to drive 8 miles out of town, which is not really a big deal, except for gas. Petrol is now almost $4 a gallon. It's like $3.75. And when Memorial Day weekend kicks off, which is the last weekend in May, statistically, whatever, yearly, the gas goes up because everybody goes, you know, summer. It's a summer kickoff. So prices will probably go up 15 cents on the gallon of gas. But anyway, not to mention the wear and tear on my car. The place that I'm applying is in town, maybe a mile from the house. If I really needed to, I could probably walk it in 20 minutes or half hour. Thank God I don't smoke. but they basically said if I just want to work in the afternoons, I can, which, you know, is like 1:30 to 4. The place closes at 4 as opposed to the other one. I think the longest route and the one that I would probably get once the other driver's supposed to start working another job, and that's the thing, it's been dragging out. And then I was supposed to get that route, but he told me he doesn't want to give up the route because it's got the hours to it, which kind of pisses me off, because he's technically got 3 jobs and he's collecting unemployment as well. And it just, anyway, I'm confused. I realize I hate making decisions. I'm not good at it. And I like blaming other people for making decisions for me when it doesn't work out. How immature and childish is that? But that's kind of how my parents raised me. It's like, I realize, yeah, people made decisions for me when I was little. And they kept making them as an adult. And I just can't do it. And I feel like I'm not moving up. It's a job. That's all it is. It's not a life career. It's not something, you know, it's a job. And I would work all year as opposed to, you know, 52 or whatever, how many weeks. I think it's like, I'll be off for the summer. Let's just put it that way. And I would work all year. Maybe 3 hours a day, maybe 5 hours a day. It depends on the route. And the one job is $10 an hour as opposed to $16, $17 an hour. And I truly can't see the forest through the trees. I just can't. And my number one fan told me to write it down, you know, write down your pros and your cons and look at it and assess it. And then I talked to, I refer to him as 43 on my blog, my written blog. And I have to update that because we've kind of worked out our friendship. But since he is older, I do trust his advice. And that's one thing that attracted me to him, is that he is quite a bit older than I am. And it's like, words of wisdom. Give me food of wisdom, of knowledge, of things that you've learned in your life, and share them. But he doesn't. It's like pulling teeth. But anyway, he just kept asking me, well, what are you going to do? I'm like, I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. But he told me that I need to talk to my first boss and basically tell him, you know, piss or get off the pot and make a decision about the afternoon routes. My beloved said, take the job in the afternoon. And if you don't like it, you can quit. And I guess because, you know, financially, you know, we got hit hard with the man-child and things didn't quite work out as they expected. And even though he didn't move back home, we still supported him for pretty much most of the year. And, you know, that eats away at your money. And we're behind on several bills. I just don't know. I really don't. So I just needed to throw that out there so I can get it out of my head. And I'll go home for a few minutes and write stuff down and go to the interview and collect information and bring that home, and then go into work and see what they offer, I guess. I don't know. I love driving, though. I will say that. I do love driving. Alrighty. Thanks for listening. And thanks for listening. Can you tell I'm just kind of dazed and confused? Sorry it doesn't make sense. And sorry it just sounds so bleh. Laterness, people.